So, Blues of Mr. Charlie, a play 40 years old by James Baldwin.
Yeah.
Why are Talawa doing that?
Because as much as I want to do brand new work that's homegrown, I keep telling people, because I think Talawa should be about black and other kind of non-white work that's coming out of Britain, not just London, today. I also think it's important that we know what came before. And so my remit is really to do homegrown produce, also to do contemporary classics, and also to create our own classics. So we should be able to do revivals of shows that we've done maybe 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, or whatever. In fact, it's really about what I want to do, but it kind of covers all of that.
Well, it seems fair enough. direct from a position of enthusiasm strikes me as a particularly sensible idea.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it is about stuff that comes from the heart or from the guts, rather than something that comes from a sort of paper that you think you need to sort of apply yourself to. I only get excited about what I do, and so therefore what I do has to affect me and move me in some way. So hopefully I can move other people.
James Baldwin, of course, the writer, is in the dubious position of having been the writer of the first all-black non-musical show to have made the West End, which was Amen Corner, which rather shockingly was 1987. We had to wait until then for an all-black production to hit the West End. What's been the genesis of this production, of his earlier play, this 1964 play?
For the company, okay. It's kind of tied in with me, because I've been at Talawa now for about a year and a quarter, and I also did a production of The Amen Corner at Bristol Old Vic a number of years ago, and I just thought, this writer is so fantastic. If there's any other stuff he's got going, I wouldn't mind having a look at it. But being the kind of girl that I am, I didn't bother to kind of go to the library and do all of that, but I did have a conversation with Nick Kent at the Tricycle. And Nick and I were sitting chatting about this, that and the other, and he said to me, have you ever read, because I, oh that's right, what happened was, he was doing The Amen Corner again. And I said, let me do it, because I can do it really brilliantly. And he said, no, I have to offer it to the director that directed it first, and if he turns it down, then it's yours. And I said, like he's going to turn it down. I wouldn't turn down the opportunity to do it again. So I'm all right then, well, what else has he got? And he said, have you read Blues for Mr. Charlie? No, I'll read it. And I read it and I thought, this is fantastic. It's got 20 in the cast. Nobody has that kind of money. So kind of went away and then had a meeting with Pete Rowe from the Wolsey in Ipswich, and just casually mentioned to him, I'm really thinking about doing this play, but I can't do it on my own. I need to get into bed with somebody. Have a read and tell me what you think. And he rang me back, I think it was 2 days later, and said, I love it, let's do it. So that's how it happened.
What do you think, obviously it has instant appeal. Yeah. You read it, loved it, Pete Rowe read it, loved it. What can you put into a handy soundbite, what the appeal of the play is?
It's the opportunity to see something that's really epic, that's also relevant today, sadly. That's right. The truth.
And that's because of the portrait that it paints of
because we are still black, young black men are still being murdered. You know, whether it's here or in America, whether it's by the hand of another black person or it's white racist, it is still happening. And racism is still a very big issue in our lives, whether we like it or not. You know, we live in a place that I think is, this is my home, I was born here, I love it. And actually, I think London is pretty unique and rather fabulous. But we do have certain things that we have to deal with. I don't think the racism is exactly the same as it was in the States. I do think it's very different, but I do think it's still relevant. And I kind of wanted to, especially when you're dealing with young writers, or not even just young writers, but you're talking about, you know, developing a theatre company that is about producing new work, it's important to see what's gone before.
Do you think doing a play that's as detailed in its gradations of racism and the ideas, having done that then frees you as a company to look at other issues? I speak as someone that used to run Gay Sweatshop Theatre Company, and a lot of people used to say, oh well, you know, you must do plays about AIDS because that's the most important issue on the agenda. And you think, well, we just did a big play about AIDS. It'd be really nice to envisage a future that maybe didn't have that as the main issue, and that we would like to explore other things. Is that,
absolutely,
is that relevant to your thinking?
Oh, God, of course it is. I think that there are opportunities where I think if you are politicised in any way, then of course you're going to do certain things that are going to reflect that. I mean, in the big P. And if you are politicised in a small P, you're still going to do that. But for me, bottom line, real, real bottom line is, I'm about how we can make black and other people normal. We're part of just like the whole fabric of society. There's nothing particularly unique or kind of exotic about, I was born in Brixton. That ain't that exotic or unique. You know, there's loads of people like me, and there's a part of me that kind of goes, we are part of the fabric of society. Let's just tell those stories that are relevant to everybody. But it might just be coming out of my mouth this time, as opposed to somebody who is white, gay, and from, I don't know, Islington, or, you know, whatever. Whatever your makeup is, whatever your background is. It's about us telling stories, and therefore moving people, and hopefully making some change in the world that we live in.
Very eloquently put. Thank you, Paulette Randall. Blues for Mr. Charlie is running at the Tricycle Theatre until the 10th of July. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Thank you.
Thank you.